Good afternoon, everyone. Today I will be talking about porting signal processing algorithm to QPy for precision measurement. First, I would like to thank all the people associated with this project at CERN. This is the outline of my talk. First, I would like to talk about frequency scanning interferometry system devised for precision measurement. Next, I would like to highlight about signal processing algorithm being used in this system. Then, I would like to highlight about few of the algorithms and how they are ported to QPy. And in the end, my final thoughts about this project. Frequency scanning interferometry system is a distance measurement technique which can measure absolute distance up to micrometer precision between the laser source and the target, which is a reflective surface or a retroreflecting surface or glass balls. This technique is used in metrology, and the system at CERN is one of the first kind which will be used for accelerators and cryogenics. It will be used for monitoring components inside the cryostat and provide precision alignment under harsh conditions like high radiation, low temperature, and ultra-high vacuum. On the left, you can see photo of cryostat mounted with laser source, and the reflective targets are actually inside. FSI is based on Michelson interferometry principle, where source of laser, that is a fixed laser source, is divided into two arms by using a beam splitter. So one goes to the target, that is the retroreflector, and one goes to the reference mirror. So at the end, that is at photodetector, we obtain the interference of both the signal. The interference signal is represented by this equation, where A is the magnitude of the signal, and tau determines the time delay between the signal, and alpha is the sweep rate of the laser. So instead of using a fixed laser source, we use a sweeping laser source, in which here in this other system, the fiber tip actually acts as a reference mirror, and it reflects back 4% of the light, and rest of the 96% of the light is reflected back from the target. So based on the number of cycles of the signal which we receive at the photodetection module, we can actually determine the distance of the target. You can check out this presentation to know more details about frequency scanning interferometry system. But we needed multiple target points to compute the distance for huge components and to align them. So for this, the interference signal can be depicted by this equation when it is received at the photodetector end. To deal with the multiple points, Fourier analysis is used, where FFT of the measured signal is calculated to obtain the corresponding beat frequency for each of the different distances. And so by knowing the sweep rate and different frequencies, beat frequencies, we can actually calculate the distance for multiple targets as well. But it is not easy to get the sweep rate of the laser being used. So we use a reference interferometer system for which we already know the length L, and the laser is passed through HCN gas cell, where we observe the absorption of the peak through the spectrum of the gas cell obtained to get the actual value of alpha. So by having a reference interferometer system of length L, and the unknown distances are acquired through the measurement channels, we can actually relate these two formulas to find the distance for the unknown distance for different targets. So this is the fine actual system. Since we have to deal with thousands of measurement channels to for different target points, we use multiple photo detection modules are in, used inside a measurement chassis, which actually acquire the analog signal. With the help of ADC, it is converted into digital signal, and then it is transferred to the server side where we have GPU, and it takes care of the of all the massive calculation and post-processing required. Now I would like to talk about the algorithm and the routines and the signal processing algorithms involved in the post-processing of a post-processing to obtain the final distance. So here you can see how the signal is acquired in the different stages, and here the part where the GPU is responsible for doing all the calculation and where actual spectral and actual signal processing and the analysis happen. So the algorithm is basically divided into three main steps. First is the data linearization, where we pass the reference signal through a Butterworth filter, high pass filter, and we calculate the instantaneous frequency and the phase information, which is used in the later two stages by gas cell and the measurement cell to linearize them. The second step is to process the gas cell data to obtain the sweep rate. And last, we need to do fast Fourier transform of the measurement cell to actually find the beat frequencies and subsequently calculate distance based on the alpha and the different beat frequencies in the FFT. So how does, so this is complete view of the of signal processing algorithm involved. So how does our raw data looks like? So this is a 2.5 million sample points, which were obtained at 100 megahertz, and all these needs to undergo the processing in GPU to obtain the final distance. Now we know our algorithm and required signal analysis. So we will be dealing with large set of data, and for this, let's see how QPy maps to this picture and how it helps in speeding up the process. First, I would like to highlight about QPy. It is an open source library written in Python to provide high performance computation on GPU. It uses the underlying architecture of GPU, and a lot of CUDA libraries are already being used. So for example, you can see for doing the linear algebra, it uses QPlus. For doing computation on sparse matrix, there is QSparse library already present. And similarly, we can do more things like multi-GPU data transfer and even create our own customized kernel. Along with this, it provides a drop-in replacement for NumPy, and hence it is very easy to start for proof of concept and validation on GPU. It is an open source, as I previously mentioned, and it is distributed under MIT license, and it's very easy to start and scale and also to develop customized kernel and run them using just-in-time compiler. So what does QPy provide for signal processing, since we already have a massive library which is used on CPUs? So along with a good coverage for NumPy, there are SciPy routines which can be adopted out of the box. For example, the discrete Fourier transform for doing the operations related to linear algebra, like linear decomposition or calculating eigenvalues. Then there are also different filters available for doing image processing and for calculation of sparse matrices as well. One of the interesting projects to look forward which uses QPy and signal processing is QSignal, but since it is a new project, so it will be very interesting to look forward to it, and there is already a very interesting developments associated with this project. So just a few considerations that I observe or I thought of when porting any algorithm to GPU. So first of all, check the data format, because QPy provides with floating point precision, that is float 64 and float 32 type of data. So it is wise to choose your data accordingly. Most of the time consuming or cycle consuming process is copying data from CPU RAM to GPU global memory or shared memory. And this is one of the places where the computations can be reduced massively. And it's always better to avoid the recursive functions on GPUs. And GPU is more effective if you have to deal with computation for large data set and have possibility for data and task parallelism. So now I would like to talk about few of the routines or the functions from SciPy which are not present in QPy and how they are adapted for the how they're adopted and how their performance is measured. So the first is Butterworth filter. In signal filter, in signal processing, we use filters to allow specific range of signal. So Butterworth filter is basically a monotonic filter which allows minimum ripple in the pass band and the stop band. And it is represented by this transfer function, and where cutoff frequency actually decides the range in which you want to allow your signal or not to allow your signal. And here on the right, you can see a low pass filter where the green line depicts the cutoff frequency. So it passes all the signal till this point and it tries to stop rest of the signal. So here we are using Butterworth filter for reference signal. And here it is being used as a high pass filter to allow components allow all the sample points above 100 kilohertz. So the algorithm is pretty much similar to SciPy, or to say it's more like a MATLAB style. So for creating the Butterworth digital filter, we have to first create the analog prototype. So the filter is represented with zeros, poles, and gains. So first we design the analog filter based on order and cutoff frequency mentioned. Then we can actually map analog filters amplitude directly for digital filter, but for frequencies we need to go through frequency warping. And then since we are designing a high pass filter, this low pass analog prototype needs to be converted into a high pass prototype first. And by using the bilinear transformation, we can actually get the digital filter in represented in forms of zeros, poles, and the gain. And then you can convert into transfer function, that is the B by A form. So this is how this function is called, and it is pretty much exactly similar like SciPy calling. And to apply this filter on a data set, you can apply using LFilter, but since it's a recursive filter and it's in the recursive form, so it is not adopted for GPU. So the best way is to use the FFT, since we have a very fast computation available for fast Fourier transform on GPU. So we can apply this filter coefficients on a impulse response and do element wise multiplication with our actual real data and obtain the filtered output by using the inverse transform. Next, I would like to talk about a Hilbert transform. So for any real signal, if you want to know the instantaneous frequency or the amplitude, Hilbert transform is used. So to obtain the Hilbert transform, the real signal is shifted to 90 degree, and it is very easy to obtain it by using a fast Fourier transform. And the analytic signal is actually the combination of real signal and the imaginary part, which is basically the Hilbert transform. And with With this, we can actually calculate the instantaneous frequency. So the idea behind calculating the Hilbert transform is to first get the fast Fourier transform of the real signal, and then all these Fourier coefficients have to be shifted to 90 degree phase shift, and then do the element wise multiplication with the actual signal, and by obtaining the inverse Fourier transform we get the analytic signal. So here Hilbert transform is used after filtering the reference cell to obtain the parameters which can be used for interpolation of the gas cell and the measurement cell. So this is how the Hilbert transform has been applied on reference cell, and we obtained the time analysis for this transform. Since we are using fast Fourier transform and there is a very fast implementation on GPU with the CUDA, so it drastically reduces the time. And here you can see the phase shift in the reference cell, like the orange one depicts actually the analytic signal obtained corresponding to the reference cell. Not only the time signal, but we can actually check more, like how our FFT kernel is exactly behaving by the timeline analysis using NVIDIA and NVIDIA Insight systems. And this actually depicts some of the interesting information, like how many threads are being created, how much memory pool is being used, and how much exact time is being taken by this kernel. Next, I would like to talk about Savitsky-Golay filter. So it is basically a smoothing filter. It keeps the signal or tries to retain the signal in its original form and makes it and removes the noise. So it is designed based on the window, that is the number of segment of the data you want to smooth or you want to calculate at a time. And for all these points, we obtain polynomial coefficients, and the order and it's calculated based on the order you provide. So these polynomial coefficients are calculated using least square fit. But if the signal is equally spaced, we can calculate this least square fit and we can find analytical solution or a true solution, as we say, and use this as a convolution coefficient and convolve with the actual signal to get the smooth data. So here you see one of the implementation on one of the noisy signal and how the shape is mostly retained after filtering through Savitsky-Golay filter. So as I explained how we can do this, and it is not exactly same as the SciPy one, but the idea is same, that to calculate first the compute coefficients and then convolve with the actual signal. So we are using this FIR filter on gas cell data to reduce the noise and to reduce the noise in the signal. So this is the spectrum of the gas cell data, which is used to identify the alpha, and this is the filtered